We've been talking this year about the extraordinary things. Extraordinary is above the normal. Hey, Bill. Good to see you. Off the road, huh? Yeah, good to see you, man. Now, who's experienced some extraordinary things already this year? And, you know, if you didn't raise your hand, I think you're going to be by year end, you will. God's got some extraordinary things for us, and He always saves the best for last. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Galatians chapter 6. Now the enemy of the extraordinary is the enemy, is Satan, is the devil and his forces. Doesn't want us to experience the extraordinary. He doesn't want you to smile or laugh or have a good time or have peace or have joy or have strong relationships or be blessed. And I mean, he doesn't like any of that. And when you're full of joy, it makes him mad. Galatians 6 verse 7 says this: "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." So I was just kind of studying this today, and one of the words I picked out to do a little more study on was the word weary. Sounds like worry. Weary. And one of the definitions means to grow weary. So there you go. But a little deeper, it means to give in to evil. How many know there's evil in this world? How many know there's bad people out there? How many know there's bad people around you? And evil things happening around us. It also means to let something bad defeat you. Jesus, I read this on Sunday. Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, you'll have trials, you'll have pressure. So bad things can happen. But you let those bad things get to you. Let them bother you. Let it get inside you. And I just saw this, that almost like someone just said, okay, I just surrender. Not surrender to God, but I just surrender to the circumstances. I just kind of saw that. I was praying today. People just raising their hands and even saying it with their mouth. And not to God, but to the situation. I give up. I surrender. I quit. And you just get worn down. You ever been worn down? Yeah. Wore out. We've got kind of a leak from one of our gutters at our house. And so we've had a lot of water, you know, this year. And so that's dripping continually. And the area right by where it's dripping, and just drops of water is beating down the concrete. It's eroding the concrete. Isn't that amazing? Little drops of water. And that's kind of what it's like sometimes, only not little drops, but big drops. Things are happening in our lives, circumstances, and it's just kind of beating on us. You know, thoughts, circumstances, worry, doubt, all these different things. And another thing, word for weary, is being faint-hearted, to faint. When you faint, what happens when you faint? You get weak. You get dizzy. You lose your strength. Things, circumstances cause you to lose your confidence. You can lose your confidence in God. You can lose your confidence in yourself. Doubting yourself. Doubting your abilities. And so, he's saying, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary while doing good. And, you know, at a church like this, we teach about the love of God. We teach about grace. We teach about God's blessings, God's goodness. We talk about, you know, God's life. And all these things breed something in the people of this church, and that's people giving life, people doing good, people being generous, not out of works, out of the law, but it's just an overflow. And so when we go to Walmart, we're different than other folks. Right? When we, you know, are at school or at work, I mean, we're just different. Why? Because we have life. We have the life of God in us. And that love overflows. And so we handle things differently. We should be, anyway, most of the time. And so this is a good word for us. Do not grow weary in doing good, because people of Good News Church, I have a feeling you guys do a lot of good things. And we can get weary. And so I just want to give you some good news tonight, because we're Good News Church, right? Who wants some good news? All right, a few of you. All right, let's look at Acts 3. Because the big question is, I mean, if you're weary, does God care? If you're weary, does He want to do something about it? Is He proactive, or He's just kind of sitting there? Or, I mean, what's His attitude towards us? Well, Acts 3, verse 19 in the Amplified says this. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, and wiped clean. The times of refreshing. Everybody say times of refreshing. I like that. Who could use some times of refreshing? Of the recovering from the effects of heat. Now, I came in one day. It was on a Sunday, I think it was. Nate, was that Sunday you guys were working in the courtyard? Or Saturday? Oh, Labor Day. Labor Day? You're supposed to be off. It was Labor Day, you remember? And I just came in for something, and they were working in the courtyard, and somebody had a jackhammer. They were getting that concrete out of there. I had no idea that concrete in places was that thick. I mean, these were like 100-pound pieces of concrete that were being, you could see them up by the dumpster. Well, it seems like it's 100 degrees out there. They're out there working, and I'm going to ask you, Trish, you were there. Did you get hot? Was it almost supernaturally hot? And if you don't hydrate yourself and take a break, and I mean, it can zap you, wear you out, knock you out, cause you to faint. But God's got times of refreshing, recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord. So I am just believing tonight, during this conference, on Sunday, during this weekend, I am believing for times of refreshing from the Lord. Look over in Philippians 4, verse 13. Or you can, if you're too weary, just look over on the screen. Philippians 4, verse 13. Amplified says this, I have strength for all things, who in Christ, who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And that word infuse means to pour into. He's just pouring in strength. But I kind of saw this today again during prayer time. I saw like an IV with those fluids just going right into you, going into your spiritual veins. Just His strength, His power, His ability, His might. Anybody need a spiritual IV? Now there's some different ways He'll refresh us. Look over in Matthew 18. I had 4 points, but I forgot 3 of them, so I'm only going to probably. That was funny, wasn't it? Some of you weren't here, it doesn't matter. Okay, Matthew 18, verse 20, Amplified says this, for wherever 2 or 3 are gathered, drawn together as my followers, into my name, there I am in the midst of them. Now you notice that I am is capitalized. That's the same I am from the Old Testament. The same I am who parted the Red Sea and defeated the Egyptians and all the other miracles. So let me ask you, do we have, let's see, I mean, I used to be an accountant, but I'll ask you the question. I mean, do we have tonight two or three are gathered in His name? So we meet the criteria, right? Gathered together in His name. So what does it say? There I am is in the midst of us. So the great I am is in the midst of us. The miracle working God, the power of God, the creator of the heaven and earth, the one that raises the dead, opens up blind's eyes, heals, delivers, is right here, right now, in our midst, wanting to do His thing. Wants to bring refreshing to folks that are weary. That's His heart tonight. He wants to bring refreshing. Then the Bible says, and we don't have to find these scriptures, but it says, in His presence is fullness of joy. So in His presence, the great I am is here. Now, His presence is with us wherever we go. I mean, while we're driving, while we're at work, while we're at home, while we're sleeping. I mean, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, His presence is there 24/7. But I do believe that extraordinary things happen when we come together. Now, why is that? Because collectively, we have faith. And I have seen amazing things happen when we come together. Now, it helps if the people that are gathered together are expectant. It helps if the people that are there open their hearts to God, even if they don't really even know what they're doing as far as faith is concerned, but just open to God. You just open your heart to God just a little bit, and He'll come flooding in. And you have to do that. You can sit there and be thinking about something else. You can be sit there and kind of going through the motions and let's see what pastor's got tonight and all of that. Or you can just be open to God and realize He's here and He loves me and He's for me and He wants to refresh me. He wants to pour His strength into me. He wants to do that. He wants to do that tonight. He wants to do that for you. Every one of us. And we need strength. I mean, we've got a lot of things coming up. We are finishing this year in a strong way. I mean, I know some of the things we've got planned, and I know God, He's got more things planned. Right. We've got Trunk or Treat coming up, and it's going to be bigger than ever as far as reaching people. We've got Jim Newton coming in October and a whole week of things planned there then. We've got this women's conference this weekend. I mean, we are just, this building is stretched to capacity. Every inch is being used. And the other things God has, outreach is planned, all kind of things that, you know, surprises that God has for us. He's got extraordinary, and we're going to need strength. We're going to need power. We don't want to be dragging into the end of the year. I don't want to be weary. It's not His plan for us to be weary. It's for us to be strong, even when we're going through a trial, even when there's pressure. We can be strong. We can have power. Yeah. Everybody say, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. I am an overcomer in Him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And right now, He's infusing me. Me with strength.
With strength.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Trying to wake you up a little bit. I really do have four other, you know, that was my first point in his presence, but I'm just going to skip the other points. What'd you say, Susie? Turn over to Acts 16. Acts 16. Verse 16. It says this, "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days." Is that not annoying? Would that not just drive you nuts? Do you ever just have, I mean, and nobody here with each other here, but do you ever just have people just kind of just drive you nuts? Hopefully it's not your person at home with you, but I mean, just what they're saying, what they're doing, just kind of irritates you. "Did this for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed." Nobody here has been greatly annoyed. Nobody here was today greatly annoyed. Who's going to be honest and say today you were greatly annoyed? Raise your hand. Or how about yesterday? Who was greatly annoyed yesterday? Who's going to be greatly annoyed tomorrow? Caught you there. Okay. "But Paul, greatly annoyed," this is what you need to do, "turned and said to the Spirit," see, it's something behind these circumstances. It's the enemy. And remember, we talked about this. Jesus defeated the enemy 2,000 years ago. And then he said he gave us authority over the devil. We have to enforce the victory. "I command you," if there's any evil spirits in here harassing you right now, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out." Did you feel that? "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." Now don't say that to your boss unless you feel very confident that the Lord's leading you. Call me first. And look at this. "And he came out that very hour." We've got authority in the name of Jesus. "But when her master saw that their hope of profit," that's the world right there. That's all the world's about, is the profit. It's about the money. "Their hope of profit was gone. They seized Paul." You start messing with the enemy's money, there's going to be a fight. "Master saw that the hope of the profit was gone. They seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs that are which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.' Then the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods." Talk about having a bad day, man. Beaten with rods. What's that like? "And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison." So it just gets worse. "Commanding the jailer, keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks." So the inner prison, that's where the cockroaches are. Inner prison is where the rats are. And it's cold and it's wet. And I'm not even going to tell you why it's wet. You can just imagine. And it, well, I'm not going to go any further with that. You can kind of get the picture. It's dark. They're isolated. They're on their own. It's nasty. And they're beaten. They're bloody. I mean, it's just a bad day. And that's what the enemy, I mean, the enemy is mean. Steal, kill, and destroy. And he's working through all these different ways. He's working through people. He's working through circumstances. He usually hits you when you're the weakest, when you're already feeling not that great. A lot of times, like, that's when he likes to hit. He likes to hit you, you know, at night. Bring all the worry, bring all the different things. And he's just trying to beat you down. Beat you down, beat you down, so you get weary. I heard one minister say this: weariness shows up in your mouth. Weariness shows up in your attitude, in your mouth, and you start saying things that you know is contrary to what you believe. And that's exactly where the enemy wants to get you. Because if he's so big and bad and powerful, why wouldn't he have taken you out already? If he hates you so much, because he can't. He can't unless you give him the authority. And authority is all about your words. So he's trying to twist things, twist your mind, the battlefield of the mind, these overwhelming thoughts, his lies, to get you to believe these lies. Why? So then you'll start confessing his lies and open the door even further to him. That's what he's wanting to do. That's what he wants to do to you. But at midnight. Everybody say, but at midnight. Midnight, the darkest hour, biggest pain, biggest struggle, biggest pressure, torment, fear. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Woo! In the midst of the trial, praying and singing hymns to God. And they were singing it so loud, the prisoners were listening to them. I mean, they were singing it with passion. Not kind of just going through the motions. You know what I mean? Going through the motions, kind of checking that off. I mean, they're praising God. They're putting their heart into it. They're probably praying in the Spirit. That was one of my points. Praying in the Spirit. Praying. Praying in tongues, praying in English, or their language. And they're praising God. And a lot of times, I mean, for people that pray, you know, we do the hour of prayer here. But when you pray, you'll pray and you'll pray and you'll pray. And you may come in discouraged, but you just keep on praying. And it's like God just turns things and peace comes and victory comes. Even though out here in the natural, everything looks the same, on the inside, you've got victory. I'm spitting now. It's getting good. That's where you got to see it. In here. And if you try to get the victory out here, I mean, it's going to be up and down. It's going to be up and down. And that's where the enemy wants to get you, on the roller coaster. Prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. God responds to our praise. God responds to prayers. He's listening. He hears the prayers of the righteous. And if you're in Christ, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I'm righteous.
I am righteous.
I'm righteous.
I am righteous.
And if you're righteous, he hears your prayers. And if he hears your prayers, he responds to your prayers. The Bible says that the angels come to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. We have angels to minister to us. When Jesus was in the garden, the angels came and strengthened him before he went to the cross. What are you dealing with? Angels will come and strengthen you. Great earthquake. The power of God comes on the scene. Our faith brings the power of God on the scene. The foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Any kind of bondage he's trying to put on you, any kind of addiction, any kind of bad habit, any kind of wrong thoughts, any fears, whatever those are, I'm telling you, you just cry out to God. You just call out to God. You just begin to praise Him. And the power of God will come, and the enemy's got to flee, and those chains will fall off. If you've been being oppressed in your mind, if the enemy's been tormenting you in your mind, he is a liar. He's got to go in the name of Jesus. Trying to bring that strife into your home. Doubt and worry, well, we're not going to make it. We're going to go down. It's not going to happen to you. You're not going down. You're going to make it. God's got an amazing plan for your life. Do I have anybody here tonight? Yeah. Good gracious. Yeah. He's a liar. He tells lies. Praise God. But our God responds. Aren't you glad tonight? He responds. He sends the power. Whatever you need. But then, put up Ephesians 3:20. I know you get tired of me. The scripture. Ephesians 3:20 amplified. You've got to look at the scripture. Look at it. Good gracious. Just go ahead and let's look at it for a minute. Look at it. Look at it. I mean, do we believe that? Is this the God that we serve? Look at his words here. Super abundantly? When's the last time you said the word superabundance? When's the last time you expected superabundance? When's the last time you asked him for something superabundance? We got to raise up our level here. Do super abundantly, far over and above. I mean, just don't stop with that word. Far over and above. How about that? Far over and above all that we dare. Do we have any people in here that will dare ask God for big things?
Yes.
I dare you tonight. Eddie, I dare you. Do I need to slap you? Carol, you want me to slap him? Who? I dare you to think big and ask big and pray big and desire big. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand, everybody. Let's go ahead and just act on what we're hearing tonight. And Nate, you can kind of get ready. We'll do some prayer. And if we can, we'll do some worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that I am is in our midst.
Yes.
I am is here. The miracle worker is here. Power of God is here. And I'm asking you, Lord, to infuse each person with inner strength right now in the name of Jesus. Pour it in. Pour it in right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Strengthening right now. Fear, you've got to go. Oppression, you've got to go. Thoughts of suicide, it's got to go. Intimidation, it's got to go. Lack has got to go. Sickness and disease, you get out of my presence right now in Jesus' name. Fear, you've got to go. Division and strife, you've got to go. And then we call in. You go ahead and just call in what you need. Call it in. Speak it. Speak big. Talk big. Thank you, Lord. Call it in. Call it in. Ask big. Hallelujah. Don't put up with the enemy's lies any longer. You serve a God that responds. He hears and He acts. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got some ministers here?
Listen to me just for a minute. Can you put back up Acts 16:26, Ian? I just saw something while we're sitting here, and I believe it's for us tonight. You see there it says, suddenly there was an earthquake. Now I've read this hundreds, if not more than that, hundreds of times. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And I've read that so many times. But what I just saw is this. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison. It wasn't just the prison, but the very foundation of the prison was shaken. And that word shaken means to be toppled over. So suddenly there was a great earthquake. It wasn't, I have always just seen this, that the doors were shook open. But that's not what happened. It wasn't just the doors were shook open and they came out. The prison itself was toppled. So that the foundations of the prison, the very base of the problem, the captivity, was destroyed. It wasn't just that the doors were open and they got to come out, but the captivity that they were experiencing, it was destroyed. Because if the doors are shook open and you escape, and the prisoner, you know, in the prison's still there, they can come get you tomorrow and put you back in prison. But the prison was destroyed. All the doors, the prison itself toppled down and they weren't hurt and everything came apart and they were all free and everyone's chains, they were all loosed. But the captivity that they were suffering, the very foundation of it was gone. And that's what God did for us through Jesus. Is He didn't just deal with the problems that we have. And sometimes I think that's what we think. If God will just get me through this. It's not about Him just getting you through this. He has set us free in Christ Jesus. He overthrew. He destroyed the enemy. He took all the authority, the sham authority that the enemy had, he took it from him, and he destroyed him who had the power of death. He destroyed him. The enemy is not just defeated, he is destroyed. And I don't think we understand it for what's really happening. He said that prison, if we were there, we wouldn't have known it was even a prison. It's just a heap of mess left. And the people were set free so that the foundations of it was shook at the base. And there are even people here tonight that you've been held captive, things that were set in your foundation. And I'm here to tell you, God's power through what Jesus did for you, through the power of the gospel, through his death, burial, and resurrection, that power is available to shake the captivity, addiction, really deep issues that people have. You can be shook totally free from that. All that has been covered through what Jesus has already done, and it's available. But look, it says immediately all the doors were opened. Here's the deal. They were still in prison. The prison was destroyed, but they were still in there. You know, they could have died standing in there in that heap. They could have died standing in the place where they'd been captive. They could have made camp there and stayed there. The doors were open, but they could have stayed. And that's where a whole lot of believers, and even some of us, and all of us maybe in one way or another, we've been staying in the captivity, whereas Jesus has set us free. But we got to walk free. We got to walk out. First of all, we got to realize, wait a minute, I'm free. That's what Romans tells us. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you. You are no longer to be dominated by all that sin has brought, which includes all the destruction, all the problems, everything that came as a result of sin. You're free from it all. That's who you are tonight. Not who you're going to be, who God's going to make you. If we praise God enough, it'll be. That's already the deal. Now, from that place, we can praise Him. From that place, I bet all of us could shout like our sister Cynthia. You're real excited about that. No, I'm serious. We already are free. We 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 are free. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free. 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 Hallelujah. Free. We are free. Hallelujah. We are free. 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 Hallelujah. We are free. We are free. We are free. We are free. Hallelujah. 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 We are free. You 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 are free. You're free. You are free. I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand. Hallelujah. Might have killed it. Hallelujah. 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 That's what you want. You want it toppled over. You want it toppled over. Toppled over, utterly free. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name of the Lord. Os levin Dios mondorafi seboto celebrifi ti hesebondo. Lembridi vibo solo breviti osmo. Lo basa baba bakasa. Lo brevi shele mamma ni hipo leblebo gos non di pebi felemondo gositi asha. Oh, freedom, freedom, free, 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 free from the curse, free from the enemy, free from sin, free, 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 no longer captive, no longer chained. No longer bound, free, 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 free. No longer bound by lack. No longer bound by lack. No longer bound by lack. No longer bound. No longer bound by sickness. No longer bound by infirmity. No longer bound by dependence on medication. No longer bound. No longer bound by addiction. No longer bound. Free, 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 free in Christ. He has made us free. He has made us free. Hallelujah. 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 There's freedom. Freedom. Freedom in His blood. Freedom. Hallelujah. Say, there's freedom for me. There's freedom for me. Whatever you need freedom from, there's freedom for you tonight. You choose to walk out. You choose to get up and leave. You choose. The chains are off. The walls have toppled. The doors flung open. Hallelujah. You're free. You're free. You're not gonna get free. You are free. Don't think if only. No, if only happened already. And you are free. Hallelujah. He whom the Son sets free. And people think that means like if He's gonna set me free, then I'll be free indeed. He did. He whom the Son sets free. He did set you free. That's what He did. That was His work at Calvary. He set you free. And you're free indeed. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just thank Him. Thank you tonight for your freedom. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we are free. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus made us free. His blood purchased our freedom. What He did has made us free. The work of the cross has made us free. The victory of the resurrection has made us free. We are free. Free, 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 free. Hallelujah. We are free. Hallelujah.
The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free, Lord. Oh, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Because the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift you up. We magnify you. We praise your name, Jesus. So shout for the victory. Shout if you've been set free. Shout for the victory, yeah. Shout if you've been set free. So shout for the victory. Shout if you've been set free, yeah. Shout for the victory. Shout if you've been set free, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for freedom tonight. Thank you for freedom, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are free. We are free tonight. Hallelujah. I am free, free indeed. I am free, free indeed. I am free, free indeed. I am free, free indeed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for times of refreshing in your presence. Times of refreshing. And let it continue, Lord. It doesn't stop at the end of this service. Let it continue. Let it be refreshing in our homes, at school, at work, in the car, in our marriages, in our families, our businesses, times of refreshing, Lord. Hallelujah. My points for refreshing were in His presence, in the Word, praying in the Spirit, and praise. All of those things bring God's power, brings joy, strengthening. Do me a favor, just be seated for a second. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. Just want to make sure that everybody here knows this Jesus. This is a great night to receive Him. We ask this question all the time on the streets. If you were to die today or 100 years from now, do you know if you'd go to heaven? And you either know based on the Word or you don't. There's no maybe. But you can know tonight. Romans chapter 10 says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Him as your Lord, you'll be saved. It says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus went to the cross, died, was buried, rose on the third day to take the punishment of sin and death that you should have received for your sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. He paid the price so that you can live. So when you die, you go to heaven in this earth, not perfect world, but in this earth, live an abundant life. And it's not about trying to clean yourself up and maybe one day I'll do it when I get right. No, it's coming as you are. Saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourself, your own effort. It's by His grace through your faith. And I'm going to pray with you right now to make sure you know you're saved. And make sure you know you're born again, that you're going to heaven when you die. If that's you and you want me to pray with you, raise your hand. And hold it high so I can see it. Anybody? I see one hand over here. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the other thing I was going to ask is we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you're here tonight, we want to pray with you to receive that. If you're ready to receive, and again, it's just by faith. We'll help you. But if you want to receive and be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, another language, a heaven language, if you want to receive that, raise your hand. I see three hands here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand, everybody. Thank you for just participating in that. And all those that raise their hand, do me a favor. Would you come down here? And Georgette, if you'd come, and if you need help, just be bold, guys. I know no one's judging you, but just let's the thing that you raise your hand for, let's receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing. I'm just believing refreshing for everybody. Let's all pray this together. Let's say, Father in heaven, You're so good. I believe You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I receive Your forgiveness. The punishment has to go. Eternal life with You. Heaven is mine right now. And now, Father, show me Your plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We'll just rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Oh, You're so good. So good. Hallelujah. Do me a favor. Would you follow Georgette? I want her to pray with you guys about the Holy Spirit. If there's other needs you have, and we need any materials, we'll give those to you as well. But just follow this late. Is it okay? This way, Georgette? I don't know.
Yes.
Let's give them a hand, folks. Praise God.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Love you. Hallelujah. Okay. After all our refreshing, we have to do some setup. And Kristen's somewhere around here. There she is right there. So just, you know, she's meek and mild, but she's got authority. So let her guide us. But let me go ahead and pray, and I'm going to pray about the conference too. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for tonight.
Thank You, Lord.
And Your presence isn't going anywhere. It's abiding. It's staying. And so I thank You for it, Father. But we just thank You for this Bold Venture Conference. Lord, we've done all we could to prepare here, the building, but we know without your presence and power, it's going to be nothing. So we ask you to show up, demonstrate your goodness. Let it be overwhelming, your love and your grace and the power of God to bring change, transformation, times of refreshing for these ladies and all the people who are involved. Bless the helpers. Bless everybody involved in this, Father. And I just thank you, we're moving forward. The people are coming, they'll leave here refreshed, energized, and strengthened in their lives. Speak to them by the Holy Spirit. Show them things to come. Bring things to their remembrance. And thank you for all the speakers are bold, Father. They have utterance and boldness in Jesus' name. And we give no place to the enemy. Have no part of these meetings in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I speak a blessing over everybody here. I call them blessed. 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 I call them blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. Have a great night.